AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has decided to drop his threat of imposing tariffs on several European countries over Greenland.
It'll be explained, but it's a really good deal for everybody.
In Davos, Switzerland, the president announced a new framework with NATO on Arctic security.
It looks like we have the concept of it.
Earlier, President Trump said the U.S. would not use force to pursue control of Greenland. Meantime, the president questioned NATO's commitment to protecting America.
In a speech to global elites in Switzerland, the president said the U.S. relationship with the alliance has been a one-way street.
I know we'd be there for them. I don't know that they'd be there for us.
Hours later,
let me tell you, they will.
NATO Chief Mark Rutte noted soldiers from allied countries died alongside Americans in Afghanistan after 9/11, the only time the alliance has invoked its Article 5 mutual defense clause.
So you can be assured, absolutely, if ever the U.S. will be under attack, your allies will be with you. Absolutely, there's absolute guarantee. I really want to tell you this because this is important. It pains me if you think it is not.
The president's response?
Well, I hope that that's true.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An appeals court suspended a decision that restricts the aggressive tactics of immigration officers in Minnesota. The government persuaded the appeals court to freeze a judge's ruling that bars officers from using tear gas and taking other steps against peaceful protesters in Minnesota's Twin Cities. Republicans in the House advanced a resolution to hold former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, opening the prospect of the House using one of the most powerful punishments against a former president for the first time. In New York, a former DEA agent was sentenced to 5 years in prison for using his badge to protect drug trafficking friends. After big losses yesterday, big gains at the closing bell today on Wall Street. This is AP News. There is a spat between Elon Musk and a top Irish corporate boss.
The CEO of Ryanair has dismissed Elon Musk's idea of buying the budget airline and has shrugged off insults from the billionaire in a war of words that erupted over installing Starlink systems on aircraft. The spat between the world's richest individuals and one of Europe's most outspoken corporate bosses has been escalating for days. O'Leary says the airlines ruled out putting Musk's Starlink satellite Wi-Fi on Ryanair planes because the extra fuel drag from the system's antennas would be too costly. Musk fired back on his social media platform X, calling Leary an utter idiot and an imbecile. He then polled his users on the idea of buying the airline. O'Leary says non-European citizens can't own a majority stake in a European airline anyway. Musk was born in South Africa and lives in the US. I'm Charles Delatesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.